sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Dave, thanks for being with us today. Glad you're here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It is the 26th of June, 2019, and we are here to cover... We're loaded. That's all I can tell you. We are loaded today on things we need to cover that affect you, your future, the markets, the economy, your money, and all that other caca in between. We're loaded. That's all I can say. But first, if you don't get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We're live 6.06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button. Go to Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. No, really. Just be nice. Read our commentary. Articles we post. If you like to hear what we're doing, we like to hear what you're doing, press the money management button. Press the subscribe button to get our notes direct to you. Or convictionleaders.com, convictionleaders.com, convictionleaders.com. Our email service, 1 month free. No obligation. Just go GaryK.com, press the button. Boom. The Socialist Party debates are tonight. No, they're socialists. There's two nights of them. I'll be live tweeting. If you do not like sarcasm, do not look at my tweets. But what we will do, and I'm sure it'll be easy to do, is add up the trillions of dollars of taxes that they're going to propose tonight and tomorrow night. That was a big sneeze. So that's tonight and tomorrow night. As you know, on this show, we pull no punches. We have no bias, no ulterior motive, no agenda. We have come to dislike all of them. You know who them are. And two things I saw today. Number one is, if you haven't seen the picture of the father, I think it's a two-year-old, dead on the Rio Grande River as they were trying to come here. They drowned. As a parent of two, and I'm sure all you other parents out there, it's heartbreaking. It's absolutely heartbreaking. How would we get to this point? How is it possible we got to this point where A, we're so porous. B, we have incentivized these moves. We have not done anything about these countries allowing them, especially Mexico at their southern border, or these countries and how bad they are there. But I must tell you, I saw a bunch of ass clowns in the media, in politics, blame the president for these two deaths. Beto O'Rourke, the man with the fake first name, specifically blamed Donald Trump for it. Let me explain who's to blame. Every politician of the last 25 years that have flapped their gums, with so many still in politics, getting on their soapbox telling them what we need to do about immigration while they've been in Washington for 25 years. Now they're telling us what needs to be done. You know, usually in this country, when you fail, you're gone. But in politics, when you fail, you just keep failing. We have highlighted for you here on this show many a time on this show through the years about their failings on immigration and other things, but we're sticking to the immigration front here. Yet they blame the president, who is doing everything possible to do what should be done on immigration. And that is A, bring immigrants in, but disincentivize the way they're coming in, and do more to make it restricting to come in. But no! Elizabeth Warren today is proposing, let them all in. Make it completely legal. No more illegal to come into this country. Is she nuts? Is she ill? Is she illogical? Is she moronic? Is she imbecilic? You want more and more of these deaths? Just tell them all to come in. I got news for you. They will. And I'll tell you what. The first thing we'll need to do is house them in Elizabeth Warren's house and in her office, wherever her office is in D.C. Who did I see today that's been in politics for 35 years? I noted it and I yapping about immigration, what needs to be done. The question is, what have you been doing for 35 years, you miserable failure? Anyway, just the failure of Washington, D.C., and do not forget, these are the same people that brought us the $22 trillion of debt and trillion-dollar yearly deficits, which will eventually explode, but they're getting away with it now because they keep cutting a credit card that's higher than the last credit card. And we'll keep electing them. Heartbreaking picture. Heartbreaking. Heartbreaking. That said, let's segue. The president did an interview, a phoner, with Maria Bartiromo today. Oh, by the way, at the end of the day today, the Senate approved a $4.6 billion border aid, but sets up a clash with the House. So the Senate, Republican Senate approved it. The House doesn't want to approve it because they're worried about how it's going to be spent. All of a sudden, the Democrats are worried about how it's going to be, something's going to be spent. Even though Obama, Democrat, $9 trillion in deficits in 8 years. All of a sudden, they care about debt and deficits. No, they just want to hamstring the president. That's all it is. Anyway, I was just reading that. Nice. So the president did this interview today with Maria Bartiromo. I think it lasted like 9 hours. Well, it felt like it. I don't even know what to say anymore with him. The word inconsistent comes to mind. The words changes his mind based on which way the wind is blowing comes to mind. Everybody's our enemy comes to mind. That's all he kept saying. Everybody's screw. Boy, how did we become the great United States with everybody screwing us throughout the years? I don't know what to say. I think I may have to talk less and less about him going forward, because between his raising the spending $250 billion a year, when we were lied to by him, McConnell, and Ryan, tariffs, amongst a few other noteworthy things, I may have to stop talking about him. And I may have to run against him, to be honest with you. Let him call me Little Gary or Sleepy Gary. I'm the king of comebacks. Up next on the Edge, man, we got a ton from the markets today. I'll explain. Up next on this, the one and only Investor's Edge.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thank you for being with us today. I have received hundreds of emails from you guys wishing me condolences on my friend and somebody who worked for me for a good, I think, 11 years, passed away at a very young age. I appreciate you guys very, very much. Really do. This has not been an easy week for me. On that, and I'm not even family. It's just that when you spend 11 years with somebody 15 feet away from him, working directly with him, sharing your good, your bad, your in between, it. And he was he was a great people person, life of the party type guy. And I don't mean party, but light. I mean he was the guy that lit up a room. Make every day count, kids. It's the best thing I can tell you. You wake up and make sure it means something each day, because it goes quickly. I still cannot believe that both my sons have graduated college, both live in New York City. You know, we used to do, when they were 5 and 6 and 7 and 8 years old, on this show, birthday shows for them, where people used to call in and sing happy birthday, and the coolest renditions would win some prizes. It went very fast. The Market Wrap is brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check them out. investment-models.com. Dow was down 11, not the story. S&P down 3, not the story. NASDAQ was up 25. NASDAQ 100 up 35. The SOX was up a big 44. Big 44. Russell 2000 down, mid-caps down. Transports up 66. Advanced declines were flat. Almost triple the new lows on the NASDAQ than new highs. How about that? Oil prices were strong. In the Dow, Boeing was up almost 6, was up 9, though. Late in the day, there was some news that came out on Boeing that the FAA came out and said something about potential risk, and it will require Boeing to fix before this their 737 MAX can return to service. Yeah, that's the story. Apple up 4 and change after getting hit recently. Caterpillar 1, Home Depot 1, Intel 1, Downside, though, you're ready. Travelers, 4. United Health, 4. Johnson & Johnson, 2 and change. Merck, almost 2. Dahl loses. McDougal's, that's McDonald's. Procter & Gamble, United Tech, and Verizon. Well, the story on the semiconductors was Micron was up $4.30 to $37. Even though their fabulous earnings were down 67% and revenue were down 39%. But they said they think things are going to be better down the road. So a year ago, they didn't see this coming, but now we should believe them that they know what's going to happen down the road. I think it had to do with the fact the stock's so weighed down from the highs that it's just rallying on that, and it took everything up with it. NVIDIA up 7. Broadcom 5, ASML 5, Lam Research 5, KLA 10, Core almost 4, Microchip 3, Xilinx 4, Texas Instruments almost 3. So strong day there. But you know what I tell you about Jell-O moving on the plate? We had that big time today. Huge. Big time today. We also had this big gap open today because supposedly something, I'm not even going to mention it, what somebody said pre-market. So in case you don't know today, the Dow was up about 115, finished down 11. The NASDAQ, you ready for this, was up 90, finished up 25. The NASDAQ 100 today was up 90, finished up 35. So not a great thing to see something like that happen. But we won't call it the end of the world. Not the biggest end of the world. But some more deterioration today. Other areas, and let me just go through a few things. You ready? We told you that the housing stocks topped out in the last couple of days. They continued lower today. We'd avoid the housing stocks completely at this juncture, any new money. They topped out for now. Doesn't mean they don't rally up in a few weeks or a few months, but for now, they've topped. And how do we define top? Go look at Lennar's chart and see what it did in the last 2 days. Go look at Toll Brothers. Go look at Pulte. And again, they'll bounce from here possibly, but overall, topped. Gold. We told you to expect gold to pull back, and it did today. We think there's probably going to be some more. We still think that move 5 days ago may be real, but pullbacks are preferable on the gold. I've been getting a lot of emails all of a sudden. Price moves people's thoughts. Remember that. You ready for this? I think there's a good chance the real estate stocks topped out. We told you yesterday there was a chance. We think there's even a better chance today as the real estate investment trust just sliced through the 50-day moving average on very heavy volume today. That said, utilities may be topping also. Interesting. Interest rate sensitive topping. Does that mean yields are going to go back up? Could be. I mean, we just went from 3.25 down to 2 on the 10-year. It would be normal to rally up yields a little bit here, right? Don't you think? So, interest rate sensitive topping. And we'd avoid any new commitments there. Look at that, all this Jell-O moving on the plate, but I have news for you. We're not even close to done on some things we are seeing here. Up next, as stated, we're not even close to done. I'm Garrett. This is the one only Investor's Edge.
listening to.
America is talking.
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. And I just want to mention also what happened today on just a few things to give you an idea how wickety it was. You ready? Shopify, S-H-O-P, opened up at 10, finished up 5. C-O-U-P, that's that Coupa software, opened up $7, finished down 1.5. ServiceNow opened up $9 today, finished down on the day. Saw a bunch of that. Not sure it means a lot, but certainly goes in the final manager, if you ask me. Let us continue. I think insurance probably topped for now. Insurance stocks. If you want to know why I think that, when you have a chance, go look at Travelers, TRV. Hasn't broken down, but you will see it looks like it's done for now. But it's not just Travelers, because you got to look at others. Chubb looks the same. Allstate looks like a little toppy there. And then when you have a chance, you can go through a bunch of others. They were all coming in today. Probably that's top for this second. And I just brought up Travelers, the Dow name. I think the managed care stocks, which have been rallying up, but I don't know if you call it a great rally up. I think they probably topped here too. For now. When you have a chance. Go look at United Health, UNH. Go look at Molina Health, MOH. Go look at Centene, CNC. You'll understand when you take a look. We think there's a chance managed care, and may I add, I think a lot of health care. I think a lot of health care may be in the crosshairs for now. They're coming after everything. Whether it was the big drugs like Merck, amongst other stuff. So just, I'd be a little wary there too. Interesting. Gary, where's all this coming from? Next, consumer staples. I think that may have topped. Go look at the XLP. By the way, nobody's calling crashes here. Nobody's calling bear markets. Just think they've hit the wall. You look at the XLP and see what happened today, but more importantly, go look at General Mills and what they did to today. Go look at Church & Dwight, CHD, cleanly broke the 50-day moving average today on volume. I could go through some other names, but you get the point. Smuckers just crushed today through all support levels. So the staples. Am I worrying you yet? The exchanges. Go look at CME Group, Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Go see what that stock did today. Probably a top at near term. Go look at ICE, the Intercontinental Exchange. Maybe a top. Wow, Gary, you got any more? Yeah, I do. Defense stocks. Yeah, we know everybody loves a good war, but just I'm not saying they have topped. I think a bunch of these defense stocks may be stalling. And usually when you stall, usually the next move is yonk. So just, we'd cool the jets on the defense, and we'll let you know. So look at that. today. Utilities, REITs, insurance, managed care, housing. Well, housing's from yesterday and the day before. Exchanges, healthcare, staples. Gold's in a different category. That's just pulled back, and I still think it's bullish. So just letting you know. Because, frankly, what's more important is what's underneath the surface. And again, we tell you these things with no agenda, no ulterior motive, except to let you know what we are seeing and how we are interpreting it. And if anything changes, we'll let you know. As we have told you, we never know when something we think tops turns into something of an uh-oh moment. We never know. But we understand these markets are quite the insane. And we want to just stay a little bit in front of them. So we hope you are listening. Next, Bitcoin. It's interesting that while Bitcoin dropped 80% and the coins dropped 80 to 100%, I got no phone calls on them, got no emails on them, nothing. But of course, for whatever reason, I don't know what the reason is, Bitcoin since April has gone from, it's up like triple. No, really. It's triple. Since April. Still down about 60% from the highs, I think. But triple. So after Bitcoin, an inanimate object, triples. Now I'm getting calls and emails on it. Gary, what do you think? Think I should buy some? Hey, Joe, you're asking me about an asset that just tripled in the last 3 months. Do you think there's risk there? What do you think, Gary? No, I'm asking you. You're the one who called me. What do you think? You think there's risk there? But it could keep going higher, Gary, right? I said, so if you think it could go higher, buy some. But I'm calling you and asking you, Gary, what do you think? I don't know. How do you not know? I don't. Those are the phone calls I'm getting. Those are the emails I'm getting. People who listen to this show still haven't learned the lesson that if something tripled in 3-4 months, there's probably some risk, even if it keeps going. Because after it doubled, got risk, and it still went up 50% after that. I get it. But you all be crazy. All Bitcoin doing is going up because somebody's willing to pay a higher price. It's another one of those little frenzies. And I don't know where it ends. I don't know where it stops. Maybe it goes to 100,000. Maybe it goes to 1 million like people are predicting. Or maybe they need to go to Bellevue in a rubber room with some straitjackets on them. Amazing to watch people's reactions to anything that moves. They're coming out with a marijuana ETF now. The marijuana stocks have already cracked. A little too late. As I have told you, if your dog takes a crap on the ground and people started bidding the price up of that crap that is on the ground, people will ask about it and people will buy it. Seriously. That's how crazy things are when you get an easy money environment brought to you by these dolts in the central banks. They just don't care. As long as they think somebody else will buy it higher than they bought it. So here's my answer on Bitcoin. I don't know. How's that? But I hear there's Bitcoin's ATMs. I'll let you all decide. Remember what we tell you here. Three words. Pick your poison. And if you do not know where something came from, before you do anything, find out where something came from. Oh, let's see. It's tripled in 4 months. Okay. Hmm. maybe that's risk. Hey, what does Bitcoin do? Nothing. What's their earnings? Nothing. What's their sales? Nothing. Again, we're not here to persuade you or dissuade you. You get to decide. Up next. A little this, a little that, a little bit of the other thing. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one only Investor's Edge.
You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action!
Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaum.
This coming Saturday marks 4 weeks that I have not had any espresso. 4 weeks. I got to tell you something. I fell into the web for a while. Got to get an espresso. Oh, it's worn off. Get another espresso. And I was just thinking to myself, wait, what am I doing? So I said enough. Done. History. 4 weeks Saturday. And I must tell you, it's not easy. First off, I love the taste. Love the bitter. But also, the little pick-me-up. But I don't need a pick-me-up. I'm already picked up. I'm actually proud of myself because it's not easy. That caffeine crap, man, I'm telling you. Little bit of news. Interesting. I noticed a couple of states are... doing some outlawing of vaping or something on the cigarette front. Interesting, huh? While they're legalizing marijuana. Interesting. Huh. Remember, these are governments that are saying cigarettes bad. Go smoke all the weed you want. Oh, that's right. It was Illinois. I believe recreational marijuana in Illinois is now legal. That's good. So massive debt and deficits there. Tons of shootings in Chicago every week. Let's legalize weed. Because it's good for you. Yeah. Just remember. FTM. Follow the money. These clowns in government... First, they foisted upon you the biggest scam in the history of this country, the lottery. Biggest scam in history. Biggest scam. You never know. Get some lottos. Get the scratch off. That's the marketing. It used to, they had marketing here in Florida. You never know. You had 350 million to one. Yeah, we know. So the latest one is... Yeah, marijuana is okay. I got news for you. Marijuana ain't okay. It's just the money they're after. They're tired of your buddy Charlie selling you a dime bag every week and you not paying taxes. But if you go to the nearby dispensary, oh yeah, there you go. You're going to pay that 8% sales tax to us. We don't care if you drop dead being stoned and driving down the highway and killing three people. Stone's good. Yeah. What's next? What are they going to legalize next that they want to get their hands on? I can only imagine. I just had to mention that, ladies and gentlemen. I love the logic of our government. They're doing so well. Yummy. Tonight, as I said, I'll be live tweeting the Socialist Party. And let me tell you what you're going to hear a lot of. You ready? Trump sucks. Trump sucks. Trump sucks. Trump sucks. We are going to raise taxes on the wealthy, the privileged few. They're not paying their fair share. Healthcare for all. Education free. Legalize anybody, immigrants that walk through, no more illegal. In Illinois, by the way, they scrubbed all the crimes that involved marijuana, just came off everybody's rap sheet, whatever they call it. So let's see. They committed a crime and it was a crime, but since you're not saying it's... Sure, that's good. That makes sense. That's what you're going to get tonight. And what I'm going to do for you guys is tweet it, and I'll add up all the taxes that they're going to propose. They're going to propose higher sales taxes, real estate taxes, VAT taxes, estate taxes, tax on wealth, tax on financial trades, payroll tax, gas tax, cap and trade tax. Shall I continue? Bueller? Bueller? City tax, state tax, local tax. Wait. Climate change tax. Don't forget that. And of course, when they run out of taxes, it'll be, how much oxygen are you breathing per year? That's what we're going to get tonight. Because they think they're smarter than you. That's what it's all about. Control. Take decisions out of your hands on your life and put it in their hands. Give them more of your money so they can decide what to do with your money. But just remember, when you give them a dollar, because of their socialist bureaucracy, maybe 25 cents get passed down to what it was intended to. You know, they got to take care of their lobbyists and their staff because their son or daughter and sister and brother are on staff and they got to pay them well. And then they got to start a commission to study the other commission that was started for another commission, and then a committee for the committee to study the commissions that were already commissioned for the committee back to the study. And then 20 cents on the dollar goes down. How do you think we've spent trillions of dollars on poverty? Trillions, and we still have homeless. If every dime actually went towards what it was intended to, we wouldn't have any homeless. We wouldn't have any poverty. But they're all thick as thieves, and that's how we get here. Going to be a fun evening. Have a great evening. Drive carefully. When you get home, do like we do. Simple procedure. Make sure you all hug your children. Good night.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.